Amanda from SCARS, Second Chance Animal Rescue Society. If you've ever thought about adding a furry friend to your life, these are the people you want to talk to. But I've heard, Amanda, your shelter is full. We know that the bills are getting higher and higher nowadays, and SCARS could use some additional support. Amanda, tell us what we can do.
Honestly, right now, yes, you nailed it right on the head. We are having capacity issues in every single one of our facilities and foster homes. We need help. We need foster homes. That's kind of the number one critical part, is we need people to intake some animals that maybe have different abilities or different temperaments or different skills that they need to work on. But foster homes is definitely number one.
Well, first of all, I'm sure you have a lot of foster fails where people would go set out to do a foster and then they end up adopting them. But what's the process for someone who wants to maybe foster an animal first?
Love that. Yeah, we call those foster wins, where they actually keep the foster, which is the best part.
That's even better.
We do celebrate that. But the best part about foster is you can actually kind of pick which dogs are most suitable for your home. And then SCARS will actually pay for all of the vetting, all the donations from anything from beds to litter to food to toys are all supplied to you.
Wow.
Honestly, as a foster home, all you need is time. That's it.
Got it. So you are at capacity. Why is it seems like there's like an overflow of animals right now?
Honestly, the cost of vetting is getting out of hand in the sense of that, like, every vet appointment is really hard for people to afford right now. And even dog food has increased, cat food has increased.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest thing. But I guess at the end of the day, if everyone could just spay and neuter all their animals, then our requests would go down drastically. So encouraging, obviously, everyone you know, all your friends and family, just to spay and neuter every animal they can see or know, that would help out SCARS immensely. Because right now we're getting about 25 requests a day. And those aren't just single requests. They're usually litters of animals from anywhere from 3 puppies to 7 puppies. And it's just getting out of hand.
Okay, 25 requests a day for you to take in the animals?
Yes, yes. And that has been ongoing for about the past year. It's been nonstop. We say no more times than we can say yes right now. And I think right now that's the hardest part about rescue, is we can only take in as much as our capacity allows. But when you're at capacity and your foster homes are all full or burnt out because it's been years of this and it's nonstop, then where do we go? What do we do? We just need more room, more space, more sponsors, more donations, more everything, I guess, comes down to that, including, of course, like I said, foster homes.
But do you have any special events or anything coming up that we can promote for you?
We have so many events upcoming. First one is actually this weekend at Poochie Moochie. It's an adoption event. That one is more like a smaller scale adoption event where we will have animals in attendance. But then our big one is Critters and Cocktails, which is November 1st. It is our annual gala. And that event, we're looking for sponsors for it. So event sponsors, photography sponsors, media sponsors, whatever kind of sponsors businesses can do. But that event usually is our biggest event of the year, and we need that to be a substantial success.
Do you know, on average, how long a pet ends up being kind of in your care?
Okay, so puppies usually are a little bit quicker, to be honest. So puppies usually get adopted within about 2 to 4 weeks type of thing, depending on their vetting process. Adult dogs with no behavioral issues usually stay in care only for about 2 to 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And then long-term dogs with quote-unquote issues, and that could just mean they don't like a cat or they don't like other dogs.
Yeah.
Those usually, of course, stay in care longer just because they need more work, more time, and more training. So it really depends. But the nice part about fostering, too, is even if you are going to take a holiday, we always have care and coverage for you. That animal can always come back to SCARS, which is the best part. So there's always room for us to cover holidays or vacations or whatever's upcoming for you. So that's kind of a thing I know a lot of foster homes are worried about, is just the time commitment. And like, I want to go on a holiday, and we want you to go on a holiday too. So we try to make that work for everybody.
I have to say, it sounds like you really have, in a lot of ways, a well-oiled machine. You're very thoughtful around how you do fostering. The fact that you're like, yeah, we get that you're probably going to go on vacation. The animal can come back to us. And so this is an incredible way for people to give back, is like foster an animal, whether it's a cat or a dog, with SCARS. You're helping them out, because if you foster, then they get to say yes more to all of these animals that are being given up right now.
Yeah, you nailed that on the head for sure. That's exactly what it is. Every single foster home means one more spot open, and every adoption means one more spot open. And that's honestly, between Sylvia, the executive director, and myself, that's all we do every day. Is we're just like, what's the next intake? When can we take the next one? Wow. We're always looking for the one waiting to come in, which the list is lengthy.
And you need money to do these operations. And I think I saw on your website you have a 50-50 going. Of course, we talked about the big events that you're happening. But donations, if you don't think you can foster an animal, but, you know, any type of donations, do you want all of the supplies that you get to be new? So like dog beds and this kind of stuff? Or can people, if they've had a dog and they want to give you some of their remaining supplies, what does that look like for you?
We take that too. So especially when animals maybe have passed away and they want a little break from it, we do take food. You just have to tape it up for us. But we do take open bags of dog food, dog beds, just lightly cleaned, of course. But we do take all of that. And we also do sponsorships at our facilities.
Oh.
So what that means is you can actually buy it even on behalf of someone. So looking at a Christmas present for 2025, you could look at actually getting a sponsorship, and you get like a little plaque on the runs.
Oh.
And you can choose which plaque you want. And we kind of just make it designed to you and the person. And it can be in memory of someone as well. It's just a sponsorship towards that kennel or that run or that facility in general. So that's a huge way that people like to donate.
Oh, I love that idea. I'm definitely actually going to do that for Christmas. I think that's such a great way to do that. And I actually am doing a little bit of really summer cleaning right now in my house. And I realize how much dog stuff I have because I have two pugs, Bob and Betty, who are a little bit spoiled from their grandparents. Not me, but from their grandparents. And so I have a bunch of stuff that I want to drop off that they're no longer using too. So, Amanda, I think this is amazing. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with the listeners?
No, honestly, spread the word, share a post, anything that you see from Second Chance Animal Rescue or even other rescues as well. Share it, spread it, adopt, don't shop. And at the end of the day, if you cannot adopt, just consider donating. And again, even if it's in supplies, monetary donations, or sponsorships, all are more than welcome.
Thank you so much for the work that you do. And you know what? I actually might go and look at the whole foster thing. If we can find a dog that can put up with two pugs, I would be in.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can. That's the crazy part, is I'm sure we can find someone suitable for every single home. That's the best part.
That's great. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Take care. Have a great day.